call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kamuthiel ISD. It's March the 5th, 2012, and it's 6:16.
Mrs. Casas?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here. And that brings us to our one and only subject here, our training session.
Ms. Carrasco?
And if you all want to come off the dice, sit a little bit more comfortable and we'll do that.
She invited you all to come off the dais and see the presentation here on the floor.
You didn't get one? I'm sorry. No wonder there's an extra one sitting on my desk. I'm so sorry. It's because it was me. Let me go get it for you. You should call me. I could email him to you or whatever. I'm so sorry. It was late.
Let's get started. First of all, I'd like to present to you Erin Baylor.
Yes, you got it.
And she is our TASB policy consultant. And she's been here all day today. We met with leadership. We've gone through several of our sections. We did instruction, we did students, we did personnel all day today. And I can tell you that we have gotten a wealth of information and made some adjustments. There has not been a policy review in 10 years for Kamuthiel ISD. So really, being in my office, I really welcome the assistance in trying to get all our policies up to speed and get them all cleaned out. And there's things that we've been doing that are in policy, things that aren't in policy. So she's helping us get everything squared away. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Erin, and so she can take you through the training on Section B.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining me tonight. As Martha said, I've been working with your administrators all day today. We covered sections D, E, and F in the policy manual, and tomorrow we're going to pick it back up and cover sections A, B, C, and G. And they did a phenomenal job, and I really, really have to point out how phenomenal a job that Martha has done in this entire process. She's been amazing from getting it set up several months ago, her organization, getting me any information I need, to having an amazing spread of water and soda and everything to keep us going in lunch. She was phenomenal in this, and so I really want to give her a lot of credit because she has been great. She's made my job a lot easier. But your administrators today, they learned a whole lot. These policy review sessions are not easy to sit through because we sit in for about 12 hours to 6 hours each day. I did kind of a policy audit of your manual. I sent Martha a comprehensive questionnaire, kind of her closed book test. She had to answer that questionnaire based on your district's practice, not what your policy manual said. And then when she sent it back to me, I was able to go through what we have at TASB in our system as a record of your manual compared with what she said your practice is. And so I was able to pick out where there were inconsistencies or maybe where there were policies you didn't have that you need or some that you have still that you don't need. So that's what we've been doing all day today. Your administrators also got this kind of crash course in policy making and development that you all are about to get. Although your training is going to be a little more focused on your role as board members in governance, theirs was more about the nitty-gritty stuff about the policy manual. Okay, a little bit about myself and policy consultants. Policy Service has 10 policy consultants, and each of us is assigned 110 districts in the state. So I take care of, maintain policy manuals for 109 other districts besides you guys. We travel all over the state. We're not regionalized. The reason we don't regionalize is because we want to be able to tell districts exactly, you know, if they have questions about what districts are doing around the state, we can tell you from the largest districts to the little tiny guys, what are they doing in different areas. We do these policy review sessions once a month. I've been all over. I was in outside of Houston last month. I'm in El Paso this month, and next month I'll be up 2 hours east of Amarillo. So we go all over the place, okay? So this is a lot of fun. It's a great process. They have learned a lot. I can tell you that they are almost, they should have some kind of badge that they get to wear after they've gone through a policy review session. So I'm going to get started. Our first portion of the training is to kind of give you guys a crash course in policy development, and then we'll go over a few policies in the B section of the manual, okay? So the goals of the policy review seminar that we did today: we wanted to review policies based on your district's practice and recommend any revisions that we saw necessary, and there were quite a few. We wanted to delete any unnecessary policies, and we wanted to offer any policies where I saw that there was a need. The reason that we do that is we want to ensure that there's consistency in practice across your district or clarify any differences. Of course, we want to make sure that, you know, are your elementary schools grading the same? Are you guys doing things the same way across each campus? Or if you're not, what are the differences, and what do we need to do to clarify that in policy? And we also want to help you develop a practical understanding of the separate roles of the board and the administration. So we talked about that a lot this morning. The board's authority, this is straight from the Ed Code. I was explaining to your administrator this morning that the Texas Ed Code was rewritten, completely overhauled in 1995. Prior to 1995, board members had part of their duty was writing and developing local policy. In 1995, that changed. The law now states that the trustees as a body corporate have the exclusive power and duty to govern and oversee the management of the public schools of the district. So your role has transferred from being involved in a lot of local development and policy development to overseeing the management of the district, overseeing management being your superintendent. What is governance? You hear that word a lot, and it kind of means, what exactly does that mean? Well, governance for you as board members means it's the act of making decisions that provide direction, define any expectations, grant power and authority, and evaluate any outcomes. It's you as the board saying, this is what we want to see happen for our kids in Canyon ISD, okay? Board governance activities. You provide direction. Best way to do that is through your adoption of your district policies. You define your expectations through the adoption of your district goals. You establish the superintendent's performance goals. Your grant of power and authority, you're able to delegate certain authority, certain powers to the superintendent. You do that through your district policies. And you evaluate those outcomes through the review of the progress on your goals, evaluation of superintendent, and your review of policy's effectiveness. Kind of a theme here. Everything you do is associated and tied to your board policies. So what's a policy? That seems like an odd question because you hear the word policy. We know what a policy is. But a lot of times I was explaining to your administrators is you hear the word policy all the time. TEA uses it. You hear auditors using it. And a lot of times they misuse the word policy. They'll say policy when what they really mean is just have it written down somewhere. Not necessarily that it has to be a board-adopted policy. When we say policy at TASB, what we mean is it's the what is supposed to happen. It's the clear statement by you, the board, that requires or authorizes certain action that you use to guide and determine present and future decisions. That future decisions is going to be really important. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. So the bottom line of a policy is it's the what's supposed to happen. It's very general. It's you, the board, saying this is what we want to see happen for our kids. This is what we want to see happen for our students. Regarding graduation or any number, even what you want to see happen for your staff, any number of different things. Why do we have it? Well, it provides direction to the administration, staff, students, and parents, clarifies the board and superintendent's authority, helps the district operate efficiently and consistently across time, changes in leadership and situations, and very important there, the last one, it provides a legal basis for action. TASB Risk Management says that the number one way for a district to protect itself against litigation is to make sure that the policy manual is up to date. Makes sense? The superintendent's duties, straight from the Ed Code. The superintendent is the educational leader and chief executive officer of the district, responsible for managing the day-to-day operations of the district as its administrative manager. Almost sounds kind of repetitive, but that is straight from the Ed Code. Point of the superintendent's duty as CEO, overseeing the day-to-day actions of the district. Superintendent's duties, and I promise this is not a laundry list of what he does. He does way more than this. But the bottom line is that he develops regulations. So how is a regulation different from the policy? When we say regulation or procedure, maybe a word you hear more commonly, what do we mean by that? A procedure is the how it happens. The procedures are those action steps to implement a policy. They're left to administrative discretion and design. That's real important. So in other words, we recommend that they not receive board action for flexibility so that your administrators who are on the ground day to day can change those regulations as they see fit as the needs of the district change, which can happen very, very quickly. And by regulation, we don't just mean any forms or exhibits that you have. We also mean your student handbook, your model employee handbook, those are also forms of regulation. Characteristics of a regulation. Policy is very general. Regulation is very detailed, very specific. Serves as a directive for staff action. Again, receives board review, but not adoption. So these would be things like, how many days do I need to submit approval for, if I want to get approval for leave? How, you know, those kind of specific things. What form do I need to fill out? Those types of things are regulations. The fire tower metaphor. PESI Leadership Team Services uses this metaphor in a lot of their trainings of board members. And the idea here is to imagine yourself in a forest, and you have a seer at the top of the tower and the park ranger at the bottom. The seer at the top of the tower looks out and sees a fire way out in the forest. The seer radios down to the park ranger and says, there's a fire in the forest, you gotta go put it out. The question is, does the board represent the seer or the park ranger? The seer, yeah, the seer. Because the idea there is that you as the board are supposed to be looking out far beyond that present and future decisions, 360 degrees to see what's coming, what's happening. The park ranger is your superintendent. That's the person who's on the ground. That's the person who's going to go put the fire out. So if you look at that same metaphor, and let's say the seer, you the board, radio down to the park ranger and say, take a bucket of water and go put that fire out. If the park ranger goes and uses the bucket of water to put the fire out and it doesn't work, then the question becomes, is it fair for the park ranger to be evaluated on the outcome of that disaster when he or she was doing exactly what they were instructed to do? No, it really isn't. Because the park ranger could have gotten to that fire and said, you know what, this bucket of water isn't going to be big enough. I've got to use something else. So that's the whole idea. Your superintendent is on the ground day to day to put out those fires. We hope not too many, but they come up. To put out those little fires and say, you know what, I need the flexibility to be able, when I get there to see the specific situation, figure out what I need to do to handle it. Okay? And that's in large part where those regulations come.
What if the park ranger starts a fire?
Then I would say that would probably come up as a bad evaluation for the park ranger. Okay, the section of the policy manual. How many of you are familiar with the policy manual? Big blue book. Okay.
Just the policy manual, not the policy.
Hey, that's an honest answer.
I know some of the policy.
Okay, well, I have to go over this with you, even though it seems that all of you are pretty good at this. But just in case there's some pieces you didn't know, the section of the policy manual, there are seven sections. Section A, very, very tiny. Most important policy there is your district's mission statement. Section B, local governance. This is kind of the board's Bible section of the manual. Section C, business and support services. This is budgets, accounting, purchasing and acquisition. Section D, personnel. This is employment practices, compensation and benefits, leaves and absences. Section E, instruction, curriculum, graduation requirements, and STAR material. That's all in Section E. We talk a lot about STAR today. Section F is students, admissions, health requirements, education records. Anything that you don't find in Section E under instruction is probably going to be in Section F. If you do a search on policy online, you don't find it in Section E. Put in a general term search, it'll probably come up in students. Section G, community and governmental relations. That's public information, community relations, communications, etc. So what is a legal policy? Okay, we do have different versions of legal policies. Anytime you look at a legal policy and you look at the lower left-hand corner, if you see a P, that means that your district has all of the law that TASB has compiled on that topic applies to your district. And that's what we've given you. That's what we've issued you. If, though, you see any other letter besides a P, it means that there are some provisions of law that apply to your district, and we've issued this version to you based on your district's characteristics or choices. Okay, well, in practical terms, what does that mean? EI Legal, this is the policy governing academic achievement. You'll see the legal version P talks about things like graduation, transcripts, certificates of coursework completion. So this would be like a K through 12 district. Here's the other version of EI Legal, and you'll see it's the A, and it's significantly smaller. This would be for a K through 8 or a K through 6 district who has no need to have law about graduation and certificates of coursework completion, so we don't give it to them. Local policies. Local policies, thank you. Local policies. Anytime you see any letter or alphanumeric combination in the lower left-hand corner, that means that is a TASB standard version. It means your district adopted the policy exactly as TASB issued it. However, if you see an X in the lower left-hand corner, it doesn't mean it's wrong, but that's our signal at TASB and your signal to say that the district has modified the base text or provided some kind of locally developed language. You've either added something, you've deleted something, or you've changed something around in some way. So we've gone through a lot of X policies today. On average, I see about 25 to 32. You guys have about 60, some odd local unique policies. Something I was explaining to your administrators today, a TASB version base code for all pages is $14. A unique policy is $28 per page because we have to go through and see where, what the unique text is, what you changed or what you modified and determine is it in conflict with the rest of the policy? Does it conflict with other things in your policy manual? So that's something that they've kept in mind today. It's a good thing to know. Okay, so policy-based versions. Looking at EI Local, this policy on academic achievement. The law said, in EI Legal, the law says that districts can choose to issue certificates of coursework completion, or they can determine not to issue those. So we have a version for both. You'll see there, that's the A1. That's the version for districts that have chosen to issue the certificates of coursework completion. And then we have a B1 version. We have a version for the districts that choose not to issue it. Then we have, here's an example of a unique local policy. This is a real one. Sometimes unique policies are necessary. This district had a large body of foreign exchange students that they wanted to honor with honorary diplomas at graduation. So they asked us if we could put in some language recommending that or recognizing that. And we did. So we developed some language for them. Okay, updating of the policy manual. I know you guys are familiar with that. TASB-initiated updates. TASB-initiated updates we come up with by looking at changes in Texas law, federal law, any case law, state agency rules, etc. TASB Policy Service and Legal Services put their heads together and determine what's going to go in the next numbered update. Update 93 should be coming to you guys in the next few weeks. The biggest one to think about that one is covering all the bullying provisions that have to be in place for the 2012-2013 school year. The vantage points, you guys recognize these. I like to point out the vantage points. You all see them. They're great, but please keep in mind they're just a quick snapshot of what we've done. I have some districts that they look at the vantage points and they want to adopt the update based on the vantage points. That's not going to help you adopt it. The meat and potatoes, as they say, of what we've done in the update is going to be in those explanatory notes. And anytime I make a change to something, I'm very detailed in what I write and what I tell you. I give you a really good roadmap of specifically what I've done or what I'm recommending changing. So the policy review and development. Be familiar with the sections and structure of the manual. Consider the issue in light of the district's mission statement. That's really important. Consult your policy consultant, me, before writing any or adopting any samples or drafts or anything of that nature. I can create as many drafts as you need. Martha is very good, has been very good about calling me and saying, Erin, this is what we're thinking about doing. What can you tell me? Can you help me develop a draft or a sample? You don't pay for that. That's all part of your member services, policy service membership fee. You don't get charged every time you call me. And we're more than happy to do it. We'd rather do the work on the front end than have you guys adopt something that maybe conflict with another area of your policy manual, and then it gets sent to me and I say, we have a problem. We gotta go back to the drawing board. Very important, read the legal and the local policies together to avoid repetition. A lot of Texas law is telling districts, you have an option. You can do option A, you can do option B. But in local policy, you have to declare which one you're choosing to do. So the reason we don't repeat legal policy and local is because if we did, a parent, a student, an employee would not be able to read that local policy and tell what's required by law and what's required by local decision. okay? A lot of times if you read a local policy and you have a question, you're not finding an answer there. If you go to the legal, a lot of times you'll find the answer to your question. Of course, if not, feel free to call me. I will be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Focus the policy on governance issues, again, making it more general, more of that specific information. That is something that we did today. We came across a lot of policies that had very specific information that we went through and kind of pulled out, where we looked at it and said, you know what, this should be somewhere, but let's move it to the employee handbook, you know, or we can put this in the student handbook, things of that nature. It doesn't necessarily need to be in policy, but there are other places that we can put this information. So that's a lot of what we did today. If necessary, ensure that appropriate administrative regulations to implement the policy are in place. That's always helpful. So when you're keeping it up to date, the mechanics of keeping your policy manual up to date: adopt your updates and incorporate them into the manual. Remove any obsolete policies. So whenever you get a new update, you are welcome to take the legal policies, any old legal policies, and just throw them away. You don't have to keep those. Local policies, though, you do have to maintain a historical file for revised local policies. And that's because TASB doesn't have any way of housing that information. We don't have a record. We don't have any kind of historical archive of your local policies. One of the reasons that, one of the questions that I get quite often is, well, how far back should we keep it? There's no law that says you should keep your local policies for 5 years. TASB Legal says best practice is 5 to 10 years. If you can do 10 years, great. You know, the longer you can keep it, longer you can go back, 10 years, that would be great. But there's nothing in law that says, gives you an amount of specific year of time that you have to keep your local policies. If you don't currently have a historical archive, it's okay. You'll be able to start one once we finish this process, when you guys get your brand new printed manual. The keeping it up to date, the contents of it. Like I mentioned, be sure it matches your handbooks, your administrative regs, and or any other documents, any forms you have. Adjust your policy when your practice changes. That's a little easier said than done, because practice can change pretty quickly. But that's one of the reasons that we definitely, bottom line, schedule those policy review sessions. Policy Service recommends every 3 to 5 years, 3 years being a little better, so you can see 10 years has been quite a long time. And of course, you know, submit your changes to TASB Policy Service, or certainly call me and, you know, with any questions. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Policy Service, a little bit about what we do. We update your local policy manual 2 to 3 times each year. In a legislative year, that can take 4 to 5 updates, depending on how big the legislative session was. We maintain a bunch of documents you probably recognize, the Model Student Handbook, Model Student Code of Conduct, Regulations Resource Manual. That's a resource with a bunch of, you know, sample regulations and exhibits for districts to use. It's a great jumping off place. We produce Starting Points Policy Toolkits to assist districts in developing or redeveloping any kind of local policy. The most recent one we've done was for the STARM program, the Starting Points we sent for EIA Local. And we issue policy alerts to provide you guys timely compliance information. We've issued a number of policy alerts this last year, anything from food allergy information, the STAR program with all the TEA guidance coming out. We try to do that so that to keep you guys alert of what's coming and what you need to be aware of as far as possible policy changes coming your way. We assist your individual districts through telephone consultation. That's a large part of what I do. Sample policies, drafts of policy revisions. I can go back and forth. We can do 20 drafts until we get to what you want it to look like. That's no problem. I'm happy to do it. Local district updates, those would be any revisions that were initiated from the district. The policy review seminars, and of course we maintain your policy online. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to look. We rolled out the new policy online last week. So far the feedback's been really good. Most districts have really enjoyed the changes. And that's it. Do you guys have any questions about any of that stuff? Wow, you're talking policy experts.
What do you recommend? It's been 10 years since the last time we did it. Every 5 years? What's your recommendation?
Every three to five. Five is on the long side. Three is a little bit better, because there can be so many changes. Things change so quickly.
Is that in policy?
No. And it doesn't have to be. I'm sorry?
Can we put it in policy?
I don't recommend putting it in policy, no. That's one of those things that would be if, you know, keep it on a tickler, like as far as like on a calendar or whatnot, but I wouldn't say we're going to have a policy review session every 3 years, in part because some districts, you may not know where your budget is in 3 years to afford the services.
Not necessarily every 3 years, but you could say, you know, up to every five you should look at.
Not something I suggest putting in policy.
Because my thing is, okay, I'm here 4 years. I mean, imagine when we had three-year terms, but I'm here 4 years, and let's say I'm gone. How does a future board, you know, decide or know when that needs to take place?
I think as long as you're in contact with policy service and what you're doing now, I think that's more than sufficient. And I'll be honest with you, there's no policy code that I could put that in to say that you have to do a policy review session. I mean, I don't have a code that would properly have that place. It's not something I recommend putting in policy. I mean, as a matter of fact, I don't have one district that has that in policy, and I've never heard of a district wanting to put it in policy.
Did you mention that looking through our policies that we have more than usual on locals?
More than usual unique policies.
Mm-hmm.
Unique. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and putting that or creating that would make another unique policy. It's not something that I think you'd really want to pay $28 for. I really don't think it's something that would be, because I mean, part of what we're trying to do right now is get some of your policies that have this unique language as much as we can when necessary, moved into a TASB standard version, and have some of that extraneous information put in other places.
Well, let's say some of our unique policies that are in place currently, because we are a unique school district. But how do we know what's being moved from the unique side to maybe an administrative reg?
I'm going to be, when I get back to the office at TASB, I put together a comprehensive summary that shows, and all we're doing, they did not make any changes, of course. They're just recommendations. It'll have a kind of a synopsis of exactly what we talked about with each policy code, and it'll also come with a packet of annotated policies that will show exactly what the change would look like. And I'll tell you exactly what I'm recommending, that it's detailed information or it's not your district's practice anymore. We discovered this was in here, it's not your district's practice anymore, so we're recommending deletion of this provision. So that's how you'll know. You'll get the summary within about 4 to 5 weeks.
And what if it's not the district's practice because they're not following policy?
Well, that was their opportunity to look at it to determine if they want to change policy or change their practice. Either way, we have to make the two consistent.
Well, it would be up to us. It's our call, right?
That's the point. These are, like I said, these would be recommendations.
Okay. And so we'll be getting that
in about 4 to 5 weeks.
4 to 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we regroup, read the recommendations.
Right. And you're not adopting
thumbs down and.
Yes, you're not adopting the summary. Mm-hmm. It literally has a response sheet that says yes or no. Either you accept the recommendation or you don't. That gets sent back to me. And then I go through in our system at TASB, make the changes, whatever they are, or leave them as is, or make additional revisions as you guys determine that you want to do. And then after that, you'll get a brand new printed blue book. You'll take action to rescind the old manual in its entirety, and you'll take action to adopt the new one with all the new changes. Yes, ma'am.
Think of that in May sometime.
Yes, we're looking at May. We're doing update 93 right now, okay. And that's almost over. And I take into account the amount of time that I'm out of the office because I'm traveling to other districts. So it'll be about 4 to 5 weeks before you get the summary.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, in the good old days, we used to have 20 board policy manuals that, you know, was a monumental task in updating.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of a few board members, all of us looked up policy online.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed that at sometimes at our board meetings, there are calls to question, you know, what do we have in policy regarding mm-hmm. that? Do you recommend that we have, I don't know, a board policy book or just a computer access, maybe a laptop computer access to policy online?
When
that kind of question does come up.
Right, right. A computer with access to policy online would probably be the most efficient way of doing it, because if you have to go through and get,
right.
It's going to cost you, because, you know, we're going to have to charge you for getting several board policy manuals.
Well, that's what I meant.
You are supposed to have one current beautiful copy of your policy manual that should be in the superintendent's office. Okay? That's where it should be. I would recommend having a computer set up of some sort, yes, where you can pull up policy online. I do think that would be the most efficient way of doing it.
We have that. We actually keep it in Human Resources.
Okay.
Martha Carrasco has it.
And I'll start keeping the laptop here on the board.
Yeah, and then if you...
Can we get the laptops out?
At least one, you know, because a lot of times we have questions about what does policy say?
Well, the laptops are gone.
You know what?
It would be
but just one.
But yeah, certainly Tony can have it. That's a good point.
That's true. I agree with that because we never. Sometimes we want to refer to policy, and it's never like it's not readily available.
I will say this in the boardroom updates. If we actually do that, whenever we do that, that'll all be in that.
But sometimes we.
But for the one, we can do that starting ASAP.
Or put two on each side, one for Patsy and Rachel, and then the other one for.
Do you want that? Or just let Tony be the keeper of the record.
Because a lot of times, we'll say, well, what does policy say, and we all have this little blank look.
And I try to bring out the blue book. The blue book is older than.
Your blue book is old.
Any other questions about any of that stuff? Okay, we can close this meeting and get ready to open the next one to kind of run through those B section policies.
Do we need to stay down here in workshop mode or
whichever they're more comfortable with, it doesn't matter. Because I won't be using the screen anymore, so whichever you all are more comfortable with. If you're more comfortable up there, we can definitely do that. I don't know, your administrator's like set as far away back as humanly possible. I couldn't get anybody in the front row.
Do you want me to pass that around?
Yes, please. I'm going to sign in.
Thank you.
Okay. So I can go ahead and stop this recording of this meeting?
Yes.